Good day, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ. This is Father Blake Britton. Today we will be reflecting on the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verses 16 through 20. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "A little while, and you will no longer see me. And again, a little while later, and you will see me." So some of his disciples said to one another, "What does this mean that he is saying to us, 'A little while, and you will not see me, and again a little while, and you will see me'? And, 'Because I am going to the Father?'" So they said, "What is this little while of which he speaks? We do not know what he means." Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him. So he said to them, "Are you discussing with one another what I said? 'A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me'? Amen, amen, I say to you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In today's gospel, Christ presents his apostles with an enigmatic phrase: "You will see me, and then you will no longer see me." In order to really appreciate what the Lord's speaking about in this reflection, we have to first and foremost interpret it within its proper context, namely the ascension and Pentecost. We know that the Ascension and Pentecost are sister feast. They couple with one another. The Son must ascend to the Father in order for the Spirit to descend upon the earth. The Son and the Father must be united in body, blood, soul, and divinity in order for the Spirit to be infused within our own hearts, body, blood, soul, and divinity. Thus, through these two great feasts, we also see the connection between Christ, glorified body, and his mystical body, aka Christ and the Church. Thus, when Jesus says in today's gospel, "A little while you will no longer see me, and again a little while and you will see me," what he's referring to is two different kinds of sights. He's referring to, firstly, the sight of man, the sight with the eyes of the body. Up until this point, you have only understood me with your own eyes. You have seen me as a wonder worker, as a master, as a political revolutionary, as a teacher of parables. Now you are going to receive the Spirit true sight, to see who I actually am, not according to your worldly categories, but according to my Father's love for me and my love for the Father. One is a set of eyes that exist before the resurrection. The other is a set of eyes that exist after the resurrection. One is the eyes of the body, but the second sight is the eyes of the soul. These are the eyes that Christ desires us to see him with. These are the eyes that he has given us by which to interpret him and his church. Each of us possesses these eyes. They're given to us at the moment of our baptism, so we don't need to ask for the eyes themselves. These eyes of faith, these spiritual insights. The Lord has embedded those within the depths of our souls through baptism, confirmation, and Eucharist. However, what we do need to ask for is the grace to use them properly. My brother is studying medicine. He'll be a doctor in a couple years. So we frequently have discussions about the relationship between the body and the soul. The fact that many of the activities of the body can be mirrored in the spiritual life. The eyes are one such example. You can lose your eyesight in two ways: through underutilization and through inappropriate utilization. Underutilization results in atrophy. This is whenever we don't use our eyes to their fullest capacity, when we don't exercise the muscles in the iris and we don't use the different aspects of our anatomy properly. Then what takes place is that eventually the eyes will atrophy, they're used to not being used, and will acquire blindness. The other way that we acquire blindness is through inappropriate use of our eyes. For example, reading without enough light, or staring at a television screen or a computer screen for hours on end, or, God forbid, getting some form of poison within our eyes, maybe when we're cleaning to get Clorox or Windex in our eyes. That's inappropriate use of the eye, which can also result in blindness. The same thing is true in the spiritual life. We have these two ways in which we can become blind. Through underutilization, meaning our souls can become atrophied, our eyesight, our ability to see Christ becomes stagnant because we don't exercise the virtues of our soul, because we don't properly employ all of the different characteristics and attributes of our spirit. We don't study sacred scripture. We don't go to mass. We don't go to the sacrament of reconciliation. We don't read the catechism of the Catholic Church. We don't listen to good homilies. We don't surround ourselves with the writings of the saints. We don't see beautiful pieces of art or listen to wholesome good music that inspires the soul. Thus, the eyes of faith become atrophied. They become stagnant. They become stale. We're not able to see the beauty of Christ because of underusage. Thus, we become blind to the goodness of the Lord. On the other extreme, we have inappropriate use of the eyes of faith. This, of course, is sin. When we expose our eyes to the poisons that try to take away our human dignity, greed, envy, lust, sloth, wrath, pride, all of these ways in which we use the appetites of our souls inappropriately. We prioritize a worldly sense of stimulation over an eternal sense of satisfaction. Thus, we rub the poison of filth, the poison of vice, into the eyes of our faith, and we likewise become blind to the goodness of the Lord. Thus, the question before us today is, how am I using my spiritual eyes? Am I underutilizing my eyes of the soul? Do I allow them to remain unexercised, stagnant? Are my eyes becoming atrophied to where I can no longer see what's good around me in the world, what's beautiful around me in the world? Or are the eyes of my soul being wasted on sin? Am I becoming blind to Christ's love for me and to my great vocation to holiness because I am inappropriately using the eyes of faith to satisfy and stimulate my animalistic desires, to satisfy and stimulate the most basic instincts of my biology instead of the deepest longings of my soul? Today, let us ask the Lord for the grace to use our eyes appropriately, those eyes of faith that we've been given through our baptism, confirmation, and Holy Eucharist, that these eyes of faith may allow us to see the splendor of His divine mercy, which hues the world, all the colors of the world, all the beauty of this life, can be seen by one whose faith is deep and true. The only reason why we ever fall into depression, anxiety, is because we've lost our eyes of faith. Let us ask the Lord this day that we may see Him as He has given us eyes to see, that we may abandon any ways that we underutilize or inappropriately utilize our eyes of faith, and that we may enjoy the vision of His love for us. Amen.